Cloudy tonight with a low around 40. Chance of sprinkles after 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Increasing clouds with a high of 61. And then a chance of showers. Cloudy with a low about 47 on Wednesday night. Chance of showers continuing with thunderstorms. Also possible after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high of 69 on Thursday. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Cloudy with a low around 56 on Thursday night. Mostly cloudy all day with a high of 79 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a low 44 on Friday night. And then partly sunny all day with a high of 62 on Saturday. And then mostly cloudy with a low 43 on Saturday night. It is April 18th and it is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we are going to be having a conversation with my guest in studio today. Her name is Maria Semple, and she's the principal of the Prospect Finder, LLC. She's an author, experienced researcher, trainer, and frequent speaker. Her topics include email marketing, simple social media strategies, and prospect research. She consults with nonprofit organizations, financial services firms, small businesses interested in finding their best prospects for long-term business relationships. She's a regular monthly contributor to Tony Martinetti, got it there. Okay. Nonprofit radio show available on iTunes. She's also authored two downloadable and interactive ebooks herself, filled with dozens of prospecting resources. Her book, Magnify Your Business, was published in October 2015. We're going to get a one quick little break here, and then we're going to talk with her about what she's presenting on at the 8th Annual Women's Business Summit being held at Hawk Point Golf Club next Tuesday, just 1 week away. So if you are interested in registering, go online to the Hunterdon-Chamber.org website, click on events, and join us. We'll be right back. Here's talented people, and thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. We are having special episodes throughout the month of April because we're focusing on our upcoming 8th Annual Women's Business Summit over at Hawk Point Golf Club. It's just next week on the 25th, and you can go online to the Hunterdon-Chamber.org website to register. Last year, it was like standing room only with the most sophisticated, I want to say, pleasant and just awesome women and all different types of businesses, nonprofits, for-profits, small businesses, large businesses. And so we hope you'll join us. One of the presenters next week is here with us today. Her name is Maria Semple. And again, she's the principal of the Prospect Finder. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. We are so excited to learn about what's going on next week and to learn about you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my business is based in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and so actually now I'm starting to split my time a little bit between Bridgewater and also in North Carolina in Carteret County. So my focus on email marketing, social media, but also prospecting strategies, especially for the nonprofit sector. I do in-depth prospect research for those nonprofits who are looking to really build a major gift program. So my whole business is around prospecting, connecting, and really building those long-term relationships.
That's so great. I can't wait to see what you're going to be talking about next week. So we don't want you to give it away, but we definitely, that was per Laura's request. I love it. Laura, or do everything, Mrs. Hunterdon, you know, in studio here, managing the guests that come on the show and so on. So let us hear a little bit about some of the ways that you do help. You have a book, Magnify Your Business. Tell us more about how you collect your tips. Where have you gotten your expertise from?
So the tips that I have in the book really are a compilation of best practices that have worked for me and my business. And I think that, you know, part of what small business owners, especially as they're, you know, looking to launch or maybe looking to make some changes, and, you know, things are just not progressing. They feel like they've maybe plateaued. They're not making any advancements. So I thought, well, let me put together some of the tips that have worked for me, and that might be helpful to other people. So it's really a combination of what has worked for me, what I've seen that's worked well for others. And really, the book came about because of a prompting from people who attended a lot of my speaking engagements that would say to me, wow, Maria, that was just super jam-packed with information. Gosh, have you ever thought about writing a book? And, you know, Gene, I guess after about the 10th person says that to you, you think to yourself, well, I think the universe is telling me I should write a book. So I did. And this is actually sort of my, I'm going to say my second attempt. I mean, this is a hardcover. It's a soft cover book, so it's a physical book that one can purchase. But a number of years ago, I wrote more of an e-manual called Panning for Gold, and it was really 100% dedicated. One manual was dedicated to the nonprofit sector and the other one to the financial services sector. So Panning for Gold, Find Your Best Donor Prospects Now was really written as a downloadable PDF, because in that I had all hot links directly to research resources that people could use, whether those resources were online or whether they were through a library link that they could use to do this type of prospect research to help them grow their business.
Do you still have that available?
Yeah, it is available on my website, so people can go there. It's a freebie. It's a download now that people can get for free.
Wow, that's generous of you.
Yeah,
what's the website?
Theprospectfinder.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, tell us a little bit about your history as to how you got into this work.
Yeah, well, you know, none of us ever take a straight path, do we?
No, I know that for sure.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, I majored in French and international business in college. So, and, you know, here I am talking about, you know, small business growth and so forth. You know, I did work in Manhattan for 5 years for a French investment bank, trading securities, and got licensed Series 7 and all that good stuff. And then I had an opportunity, actually, to join my father-in-law's full-service fundraising consulting firm. The firm still exists. It's in Nutley, New Jersey. He's now retired. But it was an opportunity for me to sort of step away from that world and then get into the world of really helping nonprofits grow. And it was kind of interesting to see how many of the skill sets, though, that I've had to use from that prior life, right? So part of what I do for nonprofits especially is to try and look at corporate insiders who are connected to a nonprofit organization, because if you're a corporate insider, that information is publicly available in terms of how much stock you own in that company. And so you're able to maybe ascertain a gift of stock from that individual instead of a gift of cash or, you know, spread out over several years. So, for nonprofits that are really looking to step it up, I don't think that they really consider, gee, we may have people who are already contributing to us who might be a corporate insider who have a lot of appreciated securities that they might be able to gift us and get a tax benefit in doing
that's
so.
That's fascinating.
So,
nice
you know,
twist.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see how, you know, and I think that happens to all of us, right? Who are small business owners and entrepreneurs. You take whatever skill sets that you have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because when I'm talking with someone about their LinkedIn profiles and helping them to sort of revamp them, they'll say to me, well, Maria, the business I'm launching now has absolutely nothing to do with my corporate career, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But and they want to almost like not even list that corporate career on their LinkedIn profiles. And I say to them, well, but that's who you are. That's what's brought you to this point that you've been able to launch your business. So let's figure out what were those skill sets that you had in that corporate career and then highlight those as to how they're going to help your business grow and launch.
Nice. So when it comes to social media, do you use all of the platforms? Are you guiding mostly? Are they mostly nonprofits or just some individuals?
No, small businesses and nonprofits, mm-hmm. small mid-sized business and nonprofits. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would say my client base is probably a pretty even split these days.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, isn't it, about how many people don't use those assets that are right in front and they don't even know anything about them.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what part of it, though, too, is I think that people get they get a little bit paralyzed. They think that they have to be on every single social media platform. And if they don't know every one of them inside and out, well, let's forget it. I'm just not going to do any of it because I'm, you know. And it may not make any sense at all for you to be on every single platform. Certainly for my business, which is more B2B, LinkedIn happens to be the stronger platform where I've been able to do a lot more business, build more business. But that doesn't mean that I don't have a presence on Facebook or Twitter, you know.
Right. I've said this story before. I'm going to say it again because I can't believe how awesome it is. But during the holidays, my business partner, Colleen Kelly, she's part of Mariah Media. We had a client that was looking to expand their game sales, you know, for the holidays. And on LinkedIn, she just literally reached out to one of the senior buyers of one of the most perfect match retail chain stores, and ended up with a 30,000 unit order just from using the connections and just not being afraid to reach out because they're on there for a reason as well.
Right.
And I love social media. I'm totally into it. But it's already 1:10. So we're going to go to our break real quick because we want to talk about some of your favorite tips and also to talk about the Women's Summit. So we're going to go to our break a little bit early today. It's about 1:10 and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to this special episode of Talented People.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is a special episode of Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy in studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. New offices, they're just absolutely beautiful old building on Main Street in Flemington. It's 1:13 on April 18th, and we are talking about the upcoming 8th Annual Women's Business Summit being held at Hawk Point Golf Club next week on the 25th of April. It's a full-day event, and it goes from like 8 to 2. A number of amazing women are going to be speaking and presenting there, so we hope you'll join us. One of them is in studio today right now. Her name is Maria Semple, and she's the principal of the Prospect Finder. She's an author. She's a researcher. She helps nonprofits guide small businesses, and she's going to be presenting one of the breakout sessions. It's called Using Technology to Build Your Brand, and we want you to join us. If you're out there listening, it's going to be a great day. A lot of fun, a lot of interesting people that you can meet if you're looking to get to know more people in the area for business, or if you just want to learn from these experts, basically. Just go to the hunterdon-chamber.org website, click on the events tab and look for the date of April 25th, and then you can join us next week. So Maria, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to learn from the experts about what's going on out there in the world of the internet and technology. So, and as your book is right here in studios, you were saying you could get this. It's called Magnify Your Business, Tips, Tools, Strategies for Growing Your Business as your or your Nonprofit, excuse me. So you can get that if you go to the website, The Prospect Finder. So tell us about your tips and let us hear some of your favorite ones.
Well, I think one of the things that people are always asking me about, no matter where I'm speaking or the topic I'm speaking on, is how do I grow my list? How do I grow my list of potential donors or my list of potential customers or list of clients? And, you know, there's so many ways that we can do this. So, you know, here we are at the Hunterdon County Chamber today. The Hunterdon County Chamber, as well as chambers across the United States, have events all the time.
Right.
I mean, you could be overwhelmed. You could spend morning, noon, and night, I think, going in this region right here in central northern New Jersey area. We could fill up our entire day. So you do need to be able to pick and choose. But then, you know, it's not just about going out there and just shaking hands. You've got to have some system to follow up with afterwards. So how do you take those, even in those in-person connections, and turn them into ongoing connections for you? For myself, one of the first things that I do as I'm looking to wrap up a conversation with someone at a networking event is say, hey, you know, it was really great meeting you today. I'll send you a LinkedIn connection request. Let's stay connected on LinkedIn.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, my expectation is that they're on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, if they're out there and they're networking and they've got a business card that they've just handed to me, my expectation is I'm going to be able to find you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I take my business card and on the back of the business card, I put my photo and I put my social media
handles
where I want to be found. So I'll give them like my Twitter, my LinkedIn, my Facebook account. I think I might even have my YouTube account on there. I'm not sure. So it's an opportunity for you to continue the conversation later. Certainly you want to, you know, for those people where it makes most sense, set up a one-on-one with them. But at least if you're staying on LinkedIn and if you are active and posting, you're going to come across through their news feed in some way or another because you've shared an article or you've written a long post or you're commenting on a group discussion that might be taking place on LinkedIn. So that's definitely one strategy. Another one is, if you've got an email marketing system set up, you can take that name, and of course, you want to get that verbal permission first and say, you know, gee, I've got some tips I can send you on a monthly basis. Would you mind if I added you to my list?
Mm-hmm.
And as
so
long as
that
person,
them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just ask them. Nobody likes to just be thrown onto lists that they've never given
and
permission for.
And they can sue you for it.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. this is about permission-based marketing. You want to stay compliant with the canned spam laws. So just, you know, get their verbal permission. Sure, you know, add me to the list. Fine. And then, you know, usually I give people a real easy opt-out. I'll say, you know what, and if you don't like my tips, I won't be offended if you just opt out later.
Right. And most time, I don't think people, if they know you and you ask them and they give permission, they may not read it, but at least
right.
you still pop up
in their inbox.
In their mind.
Right.
You know, because
yeah.
they see you in the inbox.
Exactly. So, you know, you can set them up with what they call an autoresponder series. You can set up an entire automated series of emails that can go out to a brand new prospect. So imagine you get back to your office, you assign that person to a new prospect list. And from there, they can get an automated series of emails. Maybe that first day or that first week, that email might say something like, you know, it was great to meet you this week at the event. Here's some free resources on my website.
And then I love provide what you talked that you wrote about before with all the links to the library things.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even realize the databases that are available free at the library.
Exactly.
That can give them anything they need, saving money.
As a matter of fact, that's one of the very first things that is sent out through my autoresponder series.
That's so
nice.
I love it.
You know, that your library card is the most important card in your wallet.
And people, they just, I mean, honestly, I'm like so proud of you to give that away, especially because they, at least in my circles, a lot of people think the libraries are like going obsolete and that they don't have anything.
They're not relevant.
Let me go on the internet and try to find something. And it's like, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's amazing the databases that they have with your library card that you can get access
to. Right from your desktop. Right from here. Right. You don't even have to go to the library. Some of them you do need to if they're... Yeah, some databases, just because of the database themselves, they put some restrictions on how it can be used by a library. But my goodness, Reference USA, for example.
That's my favorite
of all. Oh my goodness, isn't that the greatest?
It is, and it's okay. As an example, one of the small businesses in Flemington, it was in a fitness business, okay, and they had just started up, and they had absolutely no idea that Reference USA through the library existed, right? So we were talking to them, and it just kind of came up because someone had happened to mention it to us. And this is a couple of years ago. And they had a budget for their physical mailers that were going to go out, that they were going to pay to this other service provider, which I love business, but basically they were going to do that. We said, well, wait a second. You can log into your library card to the Reference USA, and you can find out how many people live within the half a mile live here that have two children that are ages blank and blank. I mean, the demographic, the way that you can create customized the
list
search.
Yeah.
List.
Yeah.
And then you end up with the labels. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. For free. We're always sharing here. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Free tips.
No, that I think that that's just amazing that you have already this PDF, like you said, that you could just send to your people. You know what? I'm a tip person. I love tips. Like, I'm all into your tips, or I want you to tell us more. I'm totally into it. Yeah, no, it's great. I want to ask you, what about Twitter? Like, what do you feel about Twitter right now?
So, you know, one of the interesting things about Twitter is if part of the strategy is that you're trying to interact with more people in the press, and I'm sure through your business you know this as well, is that that's a really great way to interact with the press. So I would say if you serve a very small geographic area, get to know those newspaper editors' Twitter handles, start following them. They'll probably give you a follow back. I noticed, for example, when I wrote my book, I had already had a writer from the Courier News who was following me on Twitter. And so when I sent my press release out about my book, he then reached out to me and said, now, of course, it was an actual press release I sent, but I sent it through email marketing. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that got back to me and said, oh, let's write a story about the book.
Absolutely.
So had I not already had that relationship in place, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that would have happened. Mm-hmm. So I think that if part of your strategy in building your business is to get more articles written about you, I think that, Twitter is an awesome way to do that.
I'm curious. I know. I think that it's a lot of fun. Like, a lot of people out there don't know anything about Twitter. And like you say, the reason I was asking actually is because I'm totally obsessed. My listeners out there know, because we've been talking about this the whole month or so, about the millennials and the differences between like our age, or maybe say 35 higher, the traditional sense, maybe understanding social media, mm-hmm. but then also working with those who are only social media, mm-hmm. and how they communicate, and how we are as above 35 going to be doing business with these that are the future leaders.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that, because about a month and a half ago, I forced myself onto Snapchat.
Oh, how funny.
Did you get on Snapchat yet?
I haven't done it because my business partner is like the social media maven, really. And she tells me how she loves it. She really does.
Yeah. So I got on Snapchat. My younger daughter helped me, understand the basics of it and so forth. I want to really understand how to use it. I mean, it's just kind of a fun tool to use, right, with my kids. But I want to understand, how are we going to have companies and brands make money doing this?
Do you have a solution on that, or do you have any advice?
Not quite yet. I have, as a user, experienced ads being mm-hmm. shown to me, so mm-hmm. I can see how they're looking to make revenue.
Yes.
I have not yet really experienced it enough. And one of the things that I like to do is make sure that I understand a platform really well before I try and teach it to others.
Right.
So so maybe you'll have to have me back and we'll talk about Snapchat one day. That'd be kind of fun.
When you figure it out, then you can come back and we'll all do a little training session here. You can show us what you mean and we'll tell everybody about it. I totally agree. And I do think that there's some really, like, I love what you're saying, because you're the business consultant, that when you are working with a client or nonprofit, you're trying to get them to be as efficient as possible.
Yes.
To be able to use those that are the most maximizing the return on their time and investment, right?
Right, exactly.
And so on social media, which ones do you think are the best? I know you go with LinkedIn. I agree.
Yeah, LinkedIn for sure, especially if you're a B2B. Mm-hmm. But if you are also, you know, if your audience is B2C, Facebook, you can't ignore it.
I love it.
Their opportunities to put a few bucks behind a boosted post or an ad are tremendous. The way you can really target an audience. So if when I'm talking with someone, if part of what I'm hearing from them is I don't have enough customers, and I know that they also serve an end consumer as opposed to a B2B, I'll say to them, okay, look, we've got to maximize your presence on Facebook. We've got to get some ads out there and that sort of thing. So,
can you give some little tips out there for people who have a Facebook page, business page, and don't really know how to monetize, like make it more powerful?
Right. So there's a button. I don't know if anybody has customized that button that that is available. It's sort of right on the right-hand side, right underneath your cover photo. And that button can say, donate now, visit us now. You know, you can customize, you can change that button and where that button leads to. So that's a call to action. That's a CTA, a call to action. So take advantage of that. There's zero cost in customizing that button. So make sure you've got that. The other tip that I would say is if you've got an email marketing platform like Constant Contact, for example, connect the two. Connect your Constant Contact and Facebook account so that one of the tabs on the left side of the screen can say, join our email list.
Right.
Because social media is fantastic for engaging with people, but part of what you want to be able to do is get those people and migrate them into your own list.
Right.
Your list is extremely valuable. And so a lot of times people can't visualize, well, what is the value of my list? What do you mean I need to grow my list? I've got Facebook followers. Why do I need to grow a list? But here's the thing. This is the example we give them. We say, look, picture the number of names you have on your list already, and then multiply that by the average price point of your product or your service. That's the value of your list. That's why you want to keep growing it. And email marketing still has the highest return on investment of any, you know,
email marketing of all the ways you can get to marketing strategies.
Yeah,
you know, I have to agree with you, and I think it's interesting because, you know, some people don't realize that email marketing has been around, okay, like since like 2000. It was like one of the first things that was out there, right, before the spam laws and all that stuff, right? I used to work for Disney and they had it there, right? But to this day, I still find it interesting when people don't understand that when they open an email, that they're being, we know that. Like if we're sending something out, you want to explain that as far as like the prospecting list. Like if you're, we've had lists in our company, you know, Mariah Media, our talented people. And when we send out using our email marketing emails, it may take 3 years for someone to buy our services, but I've seen them open and click and read and come back. And the next time I send it, just getting those analytics, those things are so valuable.
Right.
And so it's so great that you're able to show your customers that kind of stuff, because basically I don't think they know that. A lot of times they don't even understand when they open an email that we can see that. And we can see how far they went down.
Because if you're not
we know who they are with an email address.
Exactly. And if you're not measuring that marketing, then how do you know what's working? You've got to be able to look at those analytics. I mean, Facebook is awesome with the analytics.
Yes.
And I've noticed now, even with LinkedIn having changed their platform, there's a little bit more analytics built into it, even on your personal profile. So when you share an article, you'll know how many people saw that article link. You'll see how many people commented, how many people shared it, and so forth. So even on the LinkedIn platform, I think it's getting a little bit more robust with regard to that.
Yeah. I always laugh when I get somebody hides themselves and comes in and checks me out without me wanting, they don't want me to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who they are.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I'm one of them.
Are you? You're like, yeah. Oh, I want to know.
Well, I go in. Well, see, the thing is this. I mean, my business is called The Prospect Finder, and a lot of what I'm doing is research on other people.
Interesting.
So I go in completely anonymous.
That's so
that's my strategy. somebody in job search mode,
right,
however, does not want to go in anonymous, because when you go in anonymous and you do research on other people, you know, you're looking at other profiles anonymously, you give up the right to see who's been looking at you. And as a job searcher,
is that right?
Yeah, or see, even or that. Even as a small business owner who's looking to grow business and make connections, if part of your strategy is needing to know who's been looking at your profile, you've got to be completely transparent yourself. When you're looking at other people's profiles. So
wow,
you do
that's
give up.
Book. If it's not in that book, you should just write a new book. That's a great tip. I love learning stuff like that. Go ahead. So, yeah, we're going to continue on. I'm going to give everybody an update on the weather right now.
Sure.
Real quick, it's about 1:29 in the afternoon. Let me give you the forecast. Right now, I can only tell you that it's absolutely gorgeous outside. Today is the 18th of April, and I'm talking with our guest in studio right now about the upcoming 8th annual Women's Business Summit, and it's going to be held next week at Hawk Point Golf Club on the 25th. You can sign up at the 100 Chamber website. Just click on events and join us. It's going to be an awesome day, and you're going to learn so much from the breakout sessions and so on. So right now, it's sunny, gorgeous outside, a high about 65, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 40. Chance of sprinkles after 11 a.m. tomorrow morning on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high of 61. Showers likely Wednesday night with a low about 47. And then it continues showers on and off Thursday with a high of about, 69 on Thursday and a low of 56. And then mostly cloudy, the high of 79 on Friday, and 44 is the low Friday night, and then partly sunny with a high of 62 on Saturday. So again, our guest in studio is Maria Semple, and she's got a breakout session coming up next week. It's interesting, and if you're listening along, I hope you're learning as much as I am. Using technology to build your brand, and I'm holding her book right now called Magnify Your Business: Tips, Tools, and Strategies for Growing Your Business or Your Nonprofit. So again, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely.
Tell us more. So much fun to learn about this stuff.
Well, let's see. What's another tip that I thought I would share with you today? Well, you know, along the lines of using technology to build your brand, part of what you want to do is monitor your brand and what's being said about you. So two of the tools that I use that are free, actually, that I use to monitor what's being said about me or what's being said about my brand. In fact, I knew that even though I am personally not using Instagram, I knew that the Chamber had shared information about not only this radio show, but about my upcoming appearance at the summit, because I was alerted through one of these alerts systems.
Like, tell us about it. Like
so the two that I use, yeah, one is called Google Alerts.
Okay.
What I've noticed, though, over the last several years is that the quality and number of alerts has been really diminishing. I'm not entirely certain, but I heard a few years ago that Google was thinking about getting out of the Google Alert business, so that really alarmed me.
Yeah.
And so I started to look for other alternatives. The one that I found that I really like is called Mention.com. So you can set up an alert on your name, on your company name, and I really suggest that any business owner or nonprofit really set that up so that you understand what is being said about you online. If I didn't have this alert set up, I would have completely missed, for example, that you were talking about me and my company on Instagram, because that's not one of the platforms that I'm spending any time on. Any alerts?
I just sent myself an email, mention.com.
Mention.
You heard me typing. Yeah. I was sending myself a to-do to do that.
So that's one of the
I never heard of them.
Yeah, so that's one of the tips that I'm planning to share at the summit is, you know, if you're looking to build your brand and using technology to do that, why not use technology to also follow what's being said about you online? That's part of, you know, building your brand is also managing it.
Right. And you know, it's an interesting question I get a lot, and I'm going to ask you if you have the answer to it. Customers will say, how do I measure your progress with social media? Like, you know what I mean? We don't want to do social media with our customers. You know, mm-hmm. we do it if they don't do it. But what we do is we sit down and give them here's what you need to know, go do it, and then let us know if you change your mind and you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
But like, really, for a company, like if, including yours, maybe you get asked that question, how do I measure your services on social media? Because people need to know, where can they actually see improvement. I mean,
right. Well, fortunately, every, you know, the major social media platforms, they have those analytics tools built into it. So if, as an example, we decide to run a Facebook boosted post campaign, we'll be able to actually go into the insights and see, you know, how many interactions there were. We'll be able to see how many clicks there were, how many shares and so forth. So you'll have the numbers are all there. And again, it all gets back to that measuring your marketing.
Especially if they've never done that before. They didn't even know the analytics were there.
Yeah.
I love that. You know?
I think one
of you can see on like Twitter, having your followers increased is huge. Back to that conversation, I think it's interesting with Twitter, is like when you were talking about like it's us with press releases, putting out stuff and working with the media. When you get a follower, even if you don't have them follow you back, you can still retweet their tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll know that you did that.
Yes.
So you can start this relationship with them because they're going to say, wow, Jeannie just retweeted my tweet. Oh, I'll keep my eye on her. Maybe I'll follow her back and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, those are really great ways. What do you feel about like Facebook contests?
You know, I personally have not run many Facebook contests. Have you set any of those up?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
And we like them. You know, basically you can have, okay, so say you're going to put something out. Like say you wanted to say, on April 24th, the day before the Women's Business Summit, the 25th, next week, if there was some reason that they said something like, you're going to get $10 off or something, if you, we're going to give 10 $10 off coupons, you know, next week between this time and that time, right?
Okay.
And so basically what you could do is you could say, okay, I want you to do something for me, like post a picture of you standing in front of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building or wherever you want. And then you say, engage me with your photo, put it up there.
Uh-huh.
You can just post or you can post and you can comment and then you can share it and ask your people to like it. So whoever gets the most likes at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
Now what you've done is you've taken one little idea with a photograph of your brand and put it out there for someone to engage and win something with and comment on and then tell all their people and share it. So there you go with your little picture all over the place.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
And it's funny. Now that you explained it in that way, my daughter actually set that up as an intern for a Hudson River Valley nonprofit called Clearwater.
Oh, nice.
And a couple of summers ago, she did this hashtag spot the sloop because they have a big sailboat that sails up and down, a big old sloop that goes up and down the river and the Hudson. And so it was this whole spot the sloop campaign. And then those that got the most votes, she actually printed out the photos and then brought them into Beacon and Newburgh, New York, into like coffee shops and stuff like that, where people then could also vote in person.
That's so cool.
So it was a way to engage the community. So, I mean, there are all kinds of interesting things that you can do. And that was a way of getting the online and offline world to interact.
Right. Love that. I love that, taking it farther, because it is true. It's like so amazing. And you know, the thing is, like when you go back to, I'm looking at my email to remind myself to sign up for mention.com, the alert. When you're doing things like that, and then all of a sudden a year later, like even Facebook will come back and say, don't forget what you did a year ago. And you can just repurpose all that stuff all over again. That's just so much fun. I love the internet.
Well, you know, and the good thing about that type of a contest that you just mentioned, now you've gotten people to be a brand ambassador, a digital ambassador for you. And that's kind of like,
I love it. Remember, I love your face. You're so excited about it.
No, but do you remember that TV commercial that we would watch back in the 70s?
I'm sure
so
I remember.
So if you've got any listeners.
All I did was watch Charlie's Angels and all those shows back to back.
So you would have seen that commercial where a woman was shampooing her hair.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And she told her friend, and she told two friends, and so on and so on.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you had that entire TV screen filled with that image of that woman shampooing her hair and telling two friends and so on and so on. But do you remember what the brand was?
I'm going to say Wella Balsam or something. Is
it
that right?
It was Fabergé Organic.
Fabergé. But Wella Balsam was in the game, though.
They were in the game. Right.
That's so funny.
But, you know, but we remember that. We remember that, don't we?
Absolutely.
And that's really, you know, very often when I'm teaching a session on social media or email marketing, I'll say, you know, this is what you want to achieve.
That's right.
This is that. That's the commercial. Of course, I can never really use that example if I'm talking to an audience of millennials because they're looking at me like, lady, what are you talking
about? I mean, honest to God, I have two millennials. I have three, actually. Four. Two guys and their girlfriends. Say four, okay? And it's so funny because I'll sit down and I'll say something like, did you see this movie? It's like the greatest movie. What? Never heard of it. Did you see that movie? And I mean, it doesn't matter if it's like, Any song, anything, like, I mean, I happen to have played a lot of classic 80s rock music when I was driving them around when they were little, so they do have a little advantage to that, but a lot of times I'm talking to people, and the millennials, they have no idea of record players. We know that's all true, but that's why I constantly want to find the intersection of what is going to happen when,
yeah,
and how. That's why I love the show so much, too, and yeah. I hope our listeners, they love our show from what I hear.
Well, you know, I think Snapchat, actually, now the little bit of interaction I've had with it, I think it does have the ability to do something like that Fabergé Organics shampoo.
That's so cool.
With stories that brands can actually create. I think that it could be, again.
So you were looking for that monetization.
Yeah,
found it, right?
Yeah, I think that's a potential possibility for mm-hmm. sure. If you've got the right story that you've crafted and that people are willing to share that story.
And that's the one thing about the millennials. And even some really just, I mean, I have my best friend Colleen, you know, her mother is one of the most active social media mavens on it all day long. She's got everything going, you know? So, like, people like to be part of contests and they like to win things or try things.
Yeah.
And these guys, the younger ones, they don't think twice about taking a photo of themselves doing something quirky and just thinking it's an awesome thing to participate in. You know, it's like you said, like who wouldn't want to take advantage of that opportunity?
Yeah.
So fun.
Absolutely.
Tell us more. We have another about 5 minutes for our break.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, you know, maybe I'll tell you just a really fun story then around this whole brand management and monitoring what's being said about you. So, you know, a lot of those results that get emailed to me on a daily basis from Mention and from Google are actually not even about me. They're about another author, Maria Semple, who lives on the West Coast, who has three books out. One or two are being made into movies. She's written for television. She wrote for Arrested Development, if
wow.
you know that show at all. So she's got a much more glamorous, interesting life than I do. And if Maria, you're listening, you know who you are. but I had a chance to meet her.
Really?
She came to New Jersey to a little bookstore in Montclair called Watchung Booksellers a few years ago in the summer. And I thought, oh, well, she's going to show up in New Jersey. I've got to meet her.
Neat.
So I show up at this book signing, book reading event. She comes up to me, gives me a big hug, and says, "It's so great to meet you finally."
Oh my God, that's so cool.
So she's got an alert. She's got the alert on her name.
Yeah, so it's confusingly similar. Does that work to your advantage? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, a lot of people who are tweeting about me mm-hmm. Think they're tweeting about her mm-hmm. because I've got the Twitter handle at Maria Semple. So my Twitter handle often gets used when they're talking about her books. I don't know. I think it's just a rising tide raises all ships.
No, I agree completely.
You know,
although I will tell you my funny story. There's a Jeannie Murphy who's a realtor out in California, okay? And she went on the internet about the same time I did. We've been like kind of fighting each other. Like, I want the Google search when it says Jeannie Murphy to be Jeannie Murphy Public Relations, you know? So we've been working it for years. And then every now and then, her real estate agency will go right above mine. And I'll be like, I'm going to put some more stuff out.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes me too much. But I don't know. I would like to meet her. That was kind of funny. And it's not like a competitive thing. I always laugh. And I think most people do have that, like Michael Murphy, my son's name. I mean, there's 80,000 Michael Murphys. So it's so hard for people to find him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's interesting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, Maria Semple is not that common a name.
No,
and
no.
So for two of us to be authors out there with the same name is kind of you know, I just figured, well, maybe somebody's, you know, on Amazon and they'll accidentally buy my book instead.
Yeah, I would love it. I would be so happy if I were you, especially if she has three books and is out there doing stuff. That would be
but
awesome.
But one crazy thing that did happen to her is we actually are very similar in age. We have similar hair coloring, eye colors, and features. We look like we could be cousins.
Wow.
Okay? Somebody has gone on to Google Images, and they have taken her image and sent it out with a press release, taken my image with a press release about her, mm-hmm. and they also put my face on a book poster once at a Barnes & Noble book signing.
Yikes!
So, what are you
doing that? Well, you guys just kind of amicably
we just sort of
it
yeah
off.
We, yeah she yeah. yeah I mean I was apologizing to her, I don't know why, because I didn't do it, but anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, no, seriously, where we're at, okay, one of our clients has a game, And they and this happens like literally all the time. I've been in the toy industry for 20 years, right? So basically, there's always a knockoff. It's like saddest thing to watch these people put their whole heart and soul into products and then have people ripping them off, right? Whatever. So one of our companies that we represent is a game company, and they had a knockoff come along. It turned out that the knockoff had more strength with their corporation and their retail distribution than our client. But the confusingly similar, it's not even in the name, it's in what the gameplay is, right? So can you imagine when we have put these guys on television and the producers, just like you say, like Barnes & Noble making the posters, they actually pull a clip from like the Ellen show of the competitor's product the wrong box and the wrong name. And just because it's so, the description is so similar. Yeah. Those things are not good.
Yeah, that's a PR nightmare.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. And it's another thing going back to the internet where it's like, how do you get this stuff off? Like, right. That's a problem, right? When something goes wrong. Ugh. All right, let me give you a real quick update again. Maria Sellers, or Semple, is here in the studio with her book, Magnify Your Business, Tips, Tools, and Strategies for Growing Your Business or Your Nonprofit. And she's actually one of the breakout speakers at the upcoming next Tuesday, the 25th, 8th Annual Women's Business Summit being offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce with many of the most awesome sponsors, as usual, in Hunterdon County. Her breakout session is Using Technology to Build Your Brand. I hope you're having fun listening to our conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is a special episode of Talented People. We're going to go to a quick break right now, and then we'll be learning a little bit more. But in the meantime, if you want to sign up to join us next week, just go to the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website, click on events, click on April 25th, and join us. It's going to be an awesome day.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, welcome back. Yes, Old York Winery is right around the corner from my house, actually, over there in Ringo's. They're very, very, very strong supporters here of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And so we'll always thank them for that. And I love the place and I love the wine.
It is awesome. We're one of the Vintner Club members there.
Really?
So,
it's only a mile from my house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, welcome back. And she's going to tell us again, Maria Semple. She's here because she's one of the breakout special experts that's going to be speaking next week at the Women's Summit, Using Technology to Build Your Brand. And she's going to give us some of her favorite tips here.
Okay, great. So I thought we would sort of close out the segment by talking about, You know, I was talking earlier about the importance of the size of your email list and continuing to grow it. So I love
what you said about the value, by the way.
Yes.
Just to take
yes.
it. Yes. Okay.
Is to understand why you want to do this, because it is a valuable thing for your business, which, by the way, you don't want to rent it, share it, sell it with other companies or organizations. Okay.
Why not?
Well, you know, it's because it's yours. These are your clients, your lists. You want to safeguard them. That's, you know, what I talked about, multiplying the number you have by your price point. That's the value of the list. So guard it carefully. Okay, so some of the tips to actually grow that email list. So if you are a brick and mortar business, so if you have a nice little downtown location, you know, of course you can always set up a way to collect those business cards in a fishbowl, maybe do a giveaway. I think we've all sort of experienced that, or maybe a little sign-up book at the register. And so make it clear that they're going to become part of their, you know, your VIP community, sharing some sort of special deals. So that's a tip for, you know, more of a brick and mortar type of location. On an online format, include a sign-up form on every page of your website, not just your contact page, not just your homepage, mm-hmm. but really make that, and then, you know, give something away. Dangle that carrot out there. We've all signed up to get somebody's top 10 tips for something, or a free download or a free white paper, whatever, or a coupon even.
Right, coupon, yeah. Especially so, brick and mortar, like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, sign up and then, you know, you get the coupon. Make it simple for your Facebook fans to join your list, as I said before, to add that sign up form to your Facebook page, okay? Tip number 4, let your followers on your blog and all your social media platforms know that they can get important news delivered directly into their inbox. So include that sign-up link on all your social sites, including your blog. Make sure even in your e-newsletter, you know, put a sign-up button there. Seems a little counterintuitive, but a lot of people will just hit the forward and forward that email on to a friend or a colleague.
Nice.
So you want to make it as easy as possible
right.
for that friend or colleague mm-hmm. to join your list as well.
And when you use your email marketing, you can actually track that they forwarded that to someone.
Yeah.
And then
it's
kind of interesting
exactly.
too.
Exactly. And remember to include a hyperlink in your automated signature line. So whatever you have set up right now is your automated signature line for all that email that you're using for your one-on-one email business. Have a hyperlink right there to sign up for the e-news. Constant Contact has a really neat thing called text to join. So people can actually text in a word and join a list. So the word that I chose for my business is prospect. So if anybody used their smartphone and texted the word prospect to the number...
That's cool.
Yeah, text it to the number 22828, they would get a text back from me, supposedly writing in air quotes, from me, saying, you know, thanks for your interest in joining my list. Now give me your email address. They type in their email address. They hit the send button. And two things happen simultaneously. They get a thank you text and a welcome email.
Nice.
So it's all automated.
Yeah,
right? And then
it.
That, by the way, could end up triggering the whole automation series if you want. If you have an iPad, there's a tool called the iCapture tool, and this works really well if you are exhibiting somewhere at a conference or something like that. So have an iPad available to be able to capture email addresses so that you're not left with having to, you know, read a bunch or manually put in a bunch of email addresses after the event, which could be quite cumbersome if you've got hundreds of business cards.
Right.
So this is a way for people to sign up. Remember to include all your information on your printed materials that you might have, so your other marketing assets. And then if you do run any type of events where you are a speaker, or maybe you're having an event, you're a nonprofit and you're running a walk or something like that, make sure during that event sign-up process you're giving the opportunity for people to opt into your list.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just sort of my top sort of 10 tips for growing your list if that's what you're trying to do.
Let me ask you, because you are the expert and I'm curious, it's 1:53 in the afternoon, we have a couple minutes left. When it comes to that, let's talk about the spam law and about, say as an example, you just mentioned that someone could be exhibiting or speaking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when they are called to speak, they're paid or not, whatever the arrangement, it doesn't matter. They will be featured, and then the organization that's putting on the venue shares that information, so they're getting all this visibility out there because of the organization promoting that they're speaking, right? We get it. A lot of times that organization will share by asking for the attendee list. Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden you get a list and you have, say, 50 or 5,000, probably not, you wouldn't mm-hmm. get the list for that. But if you're a speaker or so on and you have a chance, or if you're an advertiser and you ask, there's a chance that they may give you mm-hmm. their attendee list. What way would you have someone outreach? I'm curious as to you. You can't just add them into your Constant Contacts, Vertical Response, or wherever, MailChimp system. How would you go about making the maximization of trying to get those people to join your list?
Ideally and legally, what you should be doing is having a one-on-one outreach first. So either a one-on-one email or a one-on-one phone call, something like that. Now, of course, if you've got people attending your specific session, you can put those folks in, right? So if you collect the business cards at that session, or you send around a sign-up
sheet. Like next week when you're speaking.
Yeah.
You'll be able to just accept the cards and then put them in because they gave the cards.
Yeah, great. Exactly. So that's the touch point. That's the business. You've attended my session. So and usually I will say to people, you will be hearing from me because I'm going to send you some tips, or I'm going to send you the slide deck or whatever it is. And then I tell them,
oh, that's
again,
a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, to share with them the slide deck, because then they have to give you the email address that they want.
And then, feel free to opt out later. You can always opt out, but let me have it now so that I can at least send you the slide deck. But you really shouldn't go to a conference expecting, I'm not going next week expecting to get the entire attendee list mm-hmm. and putting them in, because if those folks have not sat in on my session, I really should not be just outright mm-hmm. adding them all into a database.
I totally agree. It's illegal. But I do love the idea of when you have the opportunity where someone does share the list with you because you were valuable to them and they want you to be closer to their community. In that regard, then you can one-on-one, you say, write an email, hi, blank, I noticed that you were at this convention and I was speaking, I would love to have you join if you'd like to learn more, then, offer
your and provide them the hyperlink right there in that email.
Well, you've got me now obsessed, because I'm going to go back. I'm serious. I just learned so much, and I also learned so much about what you value as that email by their cost of goods, what I mean? What their price point is.
Yeah.
Because I've never known the answer to that, but I know it's invaluable. That's all I say
all
the time.
It's invaluable.
All right, and so are you. So we are so grateful to have you here today.
Thank you again.
Maria Semple. She's going to be presenting again next week at the 8th Annual Women's Business Summit at Hawk Point. You have to register online. It's going to be next Tuesday, the 25th of April, and her breakout is Using Technology to Build Your Brand. We learned a lot today, but guess what? We weren't allowed to give it away, so guess what? You're going to learn so much more next week. Invaluable. All right, well, say thank you again for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Break a leg on your presentation next
Thanks.
Week. We'll be watching, and I hope you guys all have a great day. This is a special episode of Talented People. It is 1:56 in the afternoon on April 18th. Thank you for making our show here number one at Hunter and Chamber Radio, and I hope you have a great afternoon. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a special episode again of Talented People at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, and then 11 to 12. Talented People from 10 to 11 will be with Bart Jackson. We're going to have fun. You can call in if you'd like to be participating in our conversation about things that you wish you didn't say or things that you wish you had said, like in an interview or anywhere along the line with your workers, coworkers, colleagues. That's from 10 to 11. And then 11 to 12, we're having Raising Conscious Kids. Again, Bart Jackson will continue to stay with me through that special manning in for our awesome Kim Pramatic. And we're going to talk about raising your future CEO for Raising Conscious Kids. Bart knows all about the CEOs because he is the art of the CEO. So thanks again. Have a great afternoon. And talk to you tomorrow.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The Facebook killer is dead. Here's Sharon Reed with this breaking story.
Pennsylvania State Police are confirming the body of Steve Stevens was found in a white Ford Fusion after a police chase into Erie. In a tweet, they say Stevens died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after that brief pursuit. Stevens had been the subject of a nationwide manhunt after killing an elderly man Easter Sunday and then posting video of the murder on Facebook.
The director of Homeland Security, John Kelly, tells Americans they need to always be vigilant because the world is always after America.
We're under attack from people who hate us, hate our freedoms, hate our laws, hate our values, hate the way we simply live our lives.
And Democrats pumping millions of dollars into a Georgia special election today, but it looks like Democrat John Ossoff will not be able to get the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money.